on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Lisa Gintz joins us. She's the Director of Ministry Advancement at Youth for Christ, YFC.net. Lisa, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Well, we have some, actually, I don't know how else to say it, some delightful things to be talking about today that stems from a recent impact report that really shows some positive things when we look at the next generation and their interest in the things of the Lord.
Yes, it's so exciting. Every year, Youth for Christ puts out our annual report, which is our impact report, where we talk about how God is working and moving across the country with the youth we served. And the exciting thing, Steve, is that we were seeing increases across the board in all of our key ministry outcomes that we're looking at for our organization.
So is there a generation, you know, and I don't always get the millennial, Gen Z, Gen X, I don't always get them right. Is there a focus on a specific generation that is going to be the next big impact?
Yes. Well, Youth for Christ USA really focuses on 11 to 19 year olds. And right now we're in a season where we're straddling two different generations. We're straddling Gen Z, that's a little bit older. They're going to be the groups that are now in high school, looking to graduate in the next few years. But then also Gen Alpha, Gen A, and they're the younger ones that are now the middle schoolers that we're reaching out. And it seems like in both spaces, there is incredible growth in receptivity to the gospel and the good news and just an overall interest in spiritual things.
Well, let's walk through some of what the report found, and then I'm sure that I'll have some either comments or questions for parents that are, you know, they're listening intently, you know, that are, they've got kids in this age group, and they want to do what they can to pour into them, to see them either develop a relationship with Christ or strengthen one.
Sure. Yeah, so overall, we saw a 20% increase across all of our ministry metrics. And that just means that we're looking at, you know, how many young people we're building a relationship with for the first time, how many young people we're inviting into a relationship with Jesus, and how many young people are getting into discipleship with Youth for Christ adults. But also, we're looking at how many of those young people are turning around and starting to do a relational evangelism with their friends. And that also showed an incredible increase this year too. And so we're looking at young people that seem to be receptive to relationship, both with people, with adults, and with Jesus at every single step. They're wanting to get integrated into a church fellowship. They're wanting to join the small group. They're wanting to have meaningful conversations with adults. And that's just really exciting. Whereas the time in COVID, you know, we saw a lot of retreat and resistance and maybe even some fear and anxiety coming out of that time period. But adjusting our strategy, you know, we, Youth for Christ has been known for being innovators in the space of youth ministry. And we just know that the pursuit of young people, an adult initiating a relationship with a young person in their world, in their safe space, is really a strength of ours. And as we're faithfully doing that, God is moving in the lives of young people.
Now, we mentioned it already, but let me encourage our listeners to go to YFC.net. And you mentioned innovation. And I don't know, this is introductory to me. I don't know how dated or old or new the concept of three-story is, but if you could visit that as part of the ministry at YFC.
Absolutely. Three-story is really the backbone and the heart of what we do at YFC. It's the idea that evangelism is really about being the good news while we share stories of the good news with young people. Is we want to share God's story and hear their story and also share our story about who Jesus is to us and invite them naturally into a relationship with Jesus. And as we equip and train more adults to grow in their confidence of doing relational evangelism in this way, this natural approach, we're seeing that young people are opening up and talking about their spiritual needs and understanding that Jesus is really the answer for some of the circumstances, pain or hurt, or maybe even the purpose in their life.
And for, you know, I maybe should have started here is kind of my bad. Youth for Christ has been something I've heard about for decades. But yeah. For those not familiar with Youth for Christ in general, if you could explain what it is and how it operates.
Yes, Youth for Christ has a really rich spiritual history, starting in 1944 with the servicemen who were coming back from World War II, and really a place of pain and opportunity in our nation. And Billy Graham was our first paid employee. And really, this was the launch to his evangelistic campaigns in the stadiums, the rallies. But over time, those who are on staff with Youth for Christ really saw a vision to continue the spiritual work as those campaigns went city to city, and to shift, still proclaiming the gospel, but moving into a relational space where we're regularly initiating relationships in a community. And so we have 80 years of history.
And that's really grown into local chapters that people now, if people are on the website and they go to yfc.net and they, is there a place there for them to connect locally?
Yes, you can look on the website and you'll see a join button at the top. And what you'll see there is that Youth for Christ has over 100 chapters in the United States and 35 states. And so it's really a local expression of a ministry in a community where the chapters are really empowered to be embedded in the community, build relationships with Christians in the community, churches in the community, and find out what the needs of the community are for the young people so that we can pursue young people in that space.
Okay, so we'd encourage you to do that. If it's of interest to you, go to yfc.net, and then at the top of the page, you'll see the join icon, and it's there that you can leave information and find more information about Youth for Christ. Back to the report that we mentioned, Lisa. And actually, before we jump back in, we're actually up against a break. Do you have a moment that you could stay with us, and we'll press on and let the listener know more about the encouraging content from that report, as well as ways to get involved?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more. We're visiting with Lisa Gintz, Director of Ministry Advance at Youth for Christ, YFC.net. We'll be back with more right after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Lisa Gintz, Director of Ministry Advancement at Youth for Christ, YFC.net. Lisa, again, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
Well, and we mentioned in our first segment how encouraged we are to see Youth for Christ 2025 Ministry Impact Report and the increase in kids who, you know, are plugged into a fellowship, who came to Christ, who are engaged in discipleship, and are prepared to, you know, have in-depth conversations with the UFC leaders. And I'm going to assume you've seen a growth in kids going on YFC trips and camps. And for those unfamiliar with those opportunities, if you could share more.
Yeah, we actually saw over a 20% growth in attendance this year at YFC trips and camps. And trips and camps really can have a wide variety of expressions in Youth for Christ. It can be, you know, what you typically think of as a week-long summer camp. It can be a fall retreat or a winter retreat or a spring break trip to Florida, but also some new models bubbling up. We've started to do day camps in some juvenile facilities where we have strong relationships with the leaders of those facilities to give young people who are incarcerated an opportunity to experience a camp, even though they themselves are incarcerated at that time. But just really exciting, YFC trips and camps, the main goal is that we're taking a kid away from their traditional environment, whether, you know, it might be a home environment that's a struggle, friends, peer pressures, but also just a break away from screens, from their phones, from their iPads, to really engage in relationships and positive and transformative life experiences that they can hear from the Holy Spirit, the gospel, for the first time in their life. And as a result, we actually saw a 38% increase in the young people who accepted Christ this year while attending a YFC trip or a camp. But a lot of it is just young people, having a time and space away from their regular environment to really encounter the person of Jesus through these amazing experiences.
Yeah. And, you know, we often talk about camp and trips and refer to them often as kind of a mountaintop experience. Yeah. But I want to reemphasize what we mentioned earlier, these local chapters of YFC that are there that really are the front lines of youth ministry. When back from camp, when back from the top of the mountain, this is a place to continue to grow and fellowship and have time away from the screens. Can you talk a little bit more about that work that's done on a local level?
Yeah, so we function through what's called a ministry site at that local chapter. We have over 1,200 local ministry sites where you're really able to customize an expression of ministry to the needs of youth. So we're on high school and middle school campuses. We're in military bases. We're in urban communities, as I mentioned before. We're in detention centers through our juvenile justice ministry, but we also have a distinct ministry to pregnant and parenting teens and deaf and hard of hearing young people. And so those different ministry sites, they have adults who love and are passionate and you're caring about reaching young people in that stage of life, whatever stage of life that they're in. So in Deaf Teen Quest, we have adult leaders who know ASL. For the Parent Life Leaders, we have adults who are passionate about compassionately caring for young parents who are walking that new and scary journey and meeting those young people where they're at and sharing the love of Christ with them and inviting them into relationship with Him, studying the Word, teaching them how to pray, beginning to walk with Jesus. But then ultimately our vision is that we raise up lifelong followers of Jesus who then lead. And so we believe in the capacity of a young person, really no matter their situation, that they have the ability to influence their friends and family for Jesus, even right away.
Yeah, and let me testify, you mentioned lifelong relationships. And I had mentioned to you off the air that I participated in another parachurch organization where I did some of these similar activities. And I will tell you, you know, via social media for the most part, because we're not living in the same area, that I'm still connected with people that had an impact in my life as a young Christian in high school, and continue to connect to this day. And it's encouraging, I will tell you, in those lifelong relationships, to just see their families grow and to see their commitment to Christ. And even at a distance, I believe these lifelong relationships continue to sharpen one another, and as best you can, continue to link shields and co-labor in the work that's to be done while we're here on this planet. I will tell you, Lisa, I've said it before, I'm sure, on the show, as I grow older, I just feel more and more. Sometimes you can, you know, grow weary and doing good. And we have a lot of things going on in our community that, the battle is real and it can wear on you. But to have brothers and sisters in Christ that can help lift your arms and lock shields, although we might maybe saying, come Jesus, come, and mean it in earnest, Maranatha, in spite of our desire to be home with him, there's still work to be done. And YFC is doing that work. And we thank you and the team at YFC for that. I do want to throw it back to you because I don't want to cut you off. If there's another area you want to make sure our listeners are aware of, including the website again and where to connect, and maybe what's on the horizon.
Yeah, what's on the horizon is really exciting. I think what we're seeing is incredible trends that are indicators towards revival. I don't think we need to declare revival at this point, but the receptiveness is so powerful. And so we invite you to be a part of this mission and this ministry in any way that God might call you to do that. And there's so many ways to do it. You can start praying for Youth for Christ. You can go to the website and look at places to be a volunteer at a local ministry site, at a chapter. You could also be an ambassador by telling the story of what God's doing through Youth for Christ. And then ultimately, we need financial donations if that's what God calls you to do as well. But we state them in that order because, first of all, we want to see prayer for the young people. That's really what's going to cause a spiritual breakthrough in this generation and really carry our ministries all across the country. Just that pleading to God to send workers into the harvest field, and we know that he's faithful to do it.
Amen. Well, I have to tell you how encouraged I am every time I have someone in the studio from the next generation that I see a fire in them for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, you mentioned on the website, there's a place to financially support the work of Youth for Christ. And, you know, whether you and your family are engaged with Youth for Christ, or maybe you're just hearing about it for the first time, and you may not even have someone in your sphere of influence that is a young person that would engage with Youth for Christ. However, you can see the investment that they're making in the community around America, and really around the globe. Yeah. You can go to YFC.net. Right at the top of the page, there's a place for you to give financially. And just as importantly, we would encourage you, you know, as we see growth in the young body of Christ, Lisa, I'm sure you would agree, there is great opportunity to be praying for the safety and protection of these young spiritual lives.
Absolutely. It does remind me of Isaiah 43:19, where the Lord says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" And I think joining in those prayers is joining in that perception of knowing how God is moving and working in Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
Amen. Well, Lisa Gintz, the Director of Ministry Advancement at Youth for Christ, YFC.net. Lisa, so much appreciate your time not only here, but your investment, as I mentioned, in the next generation for the cause of Christ. And we look forward to see great things on the horizon and would welcome you back anytime. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Steve.
Right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.